We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today on this Easter Sunday, and I want to encourage you to take your Bibles with me today and turn to John chapter 20. I want to read to you the account of the empty tomb that's recorded here in John chapter 20, and I want you to follow along as we consider and reflect upon our Lord's resurrection. Beginning at verse 1 of John chapter 20, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin, which was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when they had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou had borne him hence, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not. For I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her." What a beautiful picture we have here of the mercy and kindness of our Lord demonstrated to this Mary who had come thinking that the body had been stolen, thinking him to be the gardener. But when he said her name, she knew who it was. And what he says to her is a message that needs to ring in our hearts and lives. After he told her not to touch him, he says, I go unto my Father. I ascend unto my Father. And then what does he add? And your Father. And to my God. And your God. He made it so personal that this wasn't about him, per se, but that he wanted her to recognize that he was the risen Lord and that she was now connected with the Father in a new way because of the risen Lord. You see, folks, our salvation is based on the fact that he died, yes, but that he rose again the third day. That's where the power and the victory is found. That's where the deliverance from death is found. That's where new life is found. And so he left her with a tremendous knowledge of this wonderful connection. My Father and your Father. My God and your God. And I pray this morning that you know the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and that it's possible for us to have new life, eternal life in him, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.